Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. And there's a lot going on. Plenty of sports going on in the world, which we will talk about as the hour goes. We'll get to the big story of the day. We'll talk about the Falcons game tonight. I don't know, man. This says we're supposed to talk about the Braves at 120.
I'm not so sure about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. Maybe for just a brief mention.
We ain't got to mention them.
Nobody wants to talk about that. It's not fun. It sucks. They're not playing good. It's not good. The Brewers emasculated them.
That's us talking about the Braves
there. We did it.
There it is.
Box checked.
Yes.
Anyway, normally Fridays at 120 anyway. It's kind of a freestyle. We'll see where it goes. But I think that's what we're about to do here in a minute anyway. We'll also get to an AMA at 140. Any question, any topic. The phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. But we kind of stumbled on
here. Because at all indications that this man said yes to his lady that pinned him.
Yeah,
right?
Sounds like the track star, I think she's from the Netherlands, who ran the steeplechase, her fastest time ever. She said if she went under 9 minutes, she went 9 minutes, she was going to propose to her boyfriend because nine's her lucky number. They've been together for 9 years. Yes. It was fate. It was perfect. Yeah. So she went over there. She proposed.
Right.
Seems like he said yes.
Yes.
So this has led us to a variety of different marriage-related questions.
Yeah, and that was the thing, because I know that, me and you are both married.
We are.
Abe is single, and then you got Bo and Tara are together.
Right.
Right. And remember when we first got together, this is before Abe was even together with us. When B was with us, we were talking about it, and I asked about marriage with him and Tara, and he was like, no, we're good.
See,
I'm not saying in a bad way he didn't want to marry.
I just assumed they were married. I thought they were married.
I know they weren't married, but then it was like, Bo was like, why do we need to put labels on things? And I was like,
I do believe that was what Bo said.
That's what Bo said. I was like, all right. I mean, whatever.
And that's a great answer if both parties feel that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Right?
But if they don't.
Then. But at the time they did.
At the time they did.
Now
it's a change.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on? Because I got a tweet here from a guy who says women don't even want to be called girlfriends anymore.
What do they want to be called?
That's what I ask, and I don't know.
But you call.
Oh, she does. We have now come to the real. I have come to the realization. We've had a conversation. Right. Our realization. She does not like the term boyfriend girlfriend any longer.
So. What did she want to call y'all?
I guess I don't know.
Because doesn't it seem like?
That's what I'm saying.
So it sounds like she does want to put labels on.
And I know this. I'm not gonna put Bo words in his mouth.
Yeah,
but I'm sure that she wants to marry Tara. If she wants to get married, I understand that. But what does she want? Like right now, if y'all don't get married or engaged, what you gonna call her?
My girlfriend still because she is. That's my girlfriend, life partner.
She don't like that though.
my whatever. No, she doesn't like the terms boyfriend girlfriend as much as it sounded, you know, okay a few years ago.
Oh yeah, boy.
That's interesting because yeah. I don't know. I get it. That's kind of what I was talking about.
I'm just of the belief that I don't have to write down a contract right. saying that I'm committing my life to you. I can say that, and you should believe it.
I'm
be
with.
Okay,
I agree with you in your general philosophy and feeling towards the institution of marriage. I'm with you on that. Now again. Doesn't matter what we think. If they don't feel that way,
correct.
Then it doesn't matter at all. Whatever I needed to do to show the symbol of love that needed to be shown to prove to everybody whatever, then we'll do that. And it was marriage in this case. Other people have different stuff they do. But, like, I mean, if you're not going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're not going to be married, what do you say?
I don't know.
Partner?
I don't like partner.
I never did either.
Significant other's the one that goes for me.
That's mouthful.
What
but
did you
don't
say
this is my significant other.
This is my significant other.
No, like, significant other.
That's
I look for significant other as my wife.
Right, yeah. But you would never, have you ever once in your life referred to your wife as your significant other?
No.
That's just a lot of words.
A simpler label for it, wife.
Right. Yeah.
When there's not the simple label, S.O. could work.
Well, I'm trying.
Again, coming from a non-married man.
No, but it's good. We got all different perspectives. Yeah. We got all the perspectives. And we all know, Abe, you let the cat out of the bag yesterday. Abe's a secret ladies man.
Yes, we know this.
He's just not settling down right now.
What did I miss yesterday? Aside from all of the Jeopardy answers,
I made a mean kind of joke at the beginning of the show.
And I told him he was wrong. He was out of pocket. I was like, Abe is the guy. This is exactly what I said. Abe is like the rich man, all right? Rich men don't let you know how much money they got.
Exactly.
You know, they allow you to think that they're broke.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
That's Abe.
That's what he's doing with the ladies.
Yep, that's what Abe's doing.
Yep.
So there it is. But, Bo, now you're in a situation where...
I'm just broke.
You know. Because somebody's going to tell her we had this conversation.
She may be listening.
Yeah. That's one thing I do know. Every time she always says, why'd you say that? I didn't say nothing. Well, so-and-so's husband's watching because for some reason y'all be snitching to y'all damn wives and they be telling her and she be trying to come at me. But...
Can you just see it? You get the podcast out. Listen to what Randy said.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah, and then you get, baby. And she'll be mad at that, but she'll always say, did you say, yeah, you know I damn said it, woman. I told y'all this when I said, we're going to take this job, right? They were like, yeah. Now, y'all know y'all ain't off limits.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I told her before we took this job. But, yeah, so now Bo is in a different mindset, right? Right? Yeah, you.
He's getting there.
Oh,
sure.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I would love to have, not to change the subject, is a wedding. Not without the legal mug-a-maroo.
You just want to have a fun party.
Yeah, with stormtroopers outfits and entrance music and pyro and some...
Yeah, that's actually, you bring up a very great point.
Except
because
Tara and I, originally in the beginning, were like, you know, instead of having like a whole, like being married, why don't we just have a wedding every year? Whereas... on the anniversary, you just have a different style wedding. One year it can be like you dress like this. One year it could be in Hawaii. One year it could be here. And you have a different friend officiated every time. But since it's not a technical marriage, you don't have to have the friend to have a certificate either.
But even if you, me and Randy are both certified.
We're both certified.
We're both there ordained. We're both ordained. So you don't have to worry about that.
You want to open up a church?
Sure. Don't we do that every day for 11 to 2?
I think we do.
We always
happen.
Just on here preaching. Yeah, I'll do it. I said I retired, but I'll do it because I trust you guys. I just feel bad. The last one I did, they got divorced. So
hold on. Did you just do that one?
No, my brother.
Oh! I thought you were talking about your last.
They're divorced now, by the way.
I thought you were talking about the other one you officiated. I was like, didn't you just do that wedding?
Actually, you know what? My brother's was the first one.
Oh, okay.
The second one I did, they are still married.
Okay.
And I do think it's probably going to take.
Okay.
I think it's probably going to last. You're going to be okay on that one.
Because that was the one thing I remember about when you got married. Everybody knows when you're having your wedding and you meet with the officiant, you sit down and you go through the counseling thing. Like, I didn't.
Everybody.
Yeah, y'all didn't do that?
No, we did.
We did.
My brother and his now ex-wife
did. Oh, they did? No.
They probably should have.
That's what I'm saying. When you married your friends, did you counsel them?
No, but they're a part of a church.
Okay.
And they were counseled by their. Yeah.
All right, cool.
They don't even. What am I going to say? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Maybe later. Maybe someday I'll get to the level of counselor.
So looks like
no, but you bring up a good point.
We'll be going to a stormtrooper wedding?
Yeah, great. And I mean this with all due respect. You and Tara have, like, really unique interests. And when, like, that kind of stuff. You guys are into Star Wars.
That's me mostly, but
you.
She plays along.
Yeah.
Because she loves me.
So she plays along with the stormtrooper stuff. And you play along with getting married. It's perfect.
There you go. Best of both worlds. Now, I could be Billy Dee Williams, right? Because he's the only black man that was ever on.
Oh, they got Samuel L. Samuel's in Star Wars. Yeah.
I never watched.
But yes,
I haven't seen it either. Yeah. But he's in it.
Okay, make a much better Lando Calrissian. I feel than. I don't know. You make a pretty good Billy Mace D. Windu too.
Who's Lando?
So Lando's Billy D.
Billy D. Williams.
Oh yeah.
Mace Windu's Samuel L.
All I know is Billy D. I don't know none of. I ain't never known a Billy D. Williams.
He wore a cape.
Oh yeah,
he was a pimp.
Abe's kind of Jar Jar Binks.
Lived
probably.
In Cloud City.
No.
And then which one am I? Who do I get to be? Can I be Han Solo?
Sure.
Okay.
You've got a very Han Solo-esque person persona.
That's the right thing. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said. Let's get to the big story of the day.
I was going to say Luke Skywalker.
Isn't he kind of a dork to you?
No.
He's a dork.
QC Kinetics.
Bow. Bow.
It's a calculated deal of if you could promise me I'm coming out feeling no worse for the wear, absolutely, I'm going to play all four quarters.
Weird.
But the reality is that you can't promise me that. And so you have to be calculated and say, hey, risk versus reward. Let's get all we can in these 2 days, and then we'll protect you is really the thought process. And it has been around the league now for a while. And I got to get as many mental reps as I can, standing there with the earpiece in, looking at the coverage and trying to make sure that I'm saying to myself, okay, I go to the scout route there. Okay, I'd throw the sit. Okay, I'd progress backside of the base. Okay, get to Bijan here. So you're kind of playing the game from the sideline as you're watching.
Yeah, that's Kirk Cousins. He's not going to play tonight, obviously. We probably could have predicted that, but we didn't have to because Kirk told us that.
Yes.
Back at the beginning of training camp. Just let everybody know so we didn't have to wonder. He won't be out there tonight. Now, the Falcons do have their first preseason game of the preseason evening right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Miami against the Dolphins. Pregame at 5 o'clock. Kickoff at 7. And, you know, one of the cool things about as much as it was talked about and maybe not everybody understood it, whatever, it is what it is. One of the cool things about having Kirk Cousins and drafting Penix, Penix got to play.
Yes.
So you will get it. Because if they didn't draft Cousins, Penix probably wouldn't play it tonight. Because no team plays their starting quarterback in the first preseason game. Except a couple teams. Anyway, maybe he'd be playing tonight. Maybe he wouldn't. But we know that he will be playing tonight. Kirk, on the other hand.
Is not.
Mental reps.
I'll tell you what.
I'm getting some mental reps.
You know, it always is. Because Andy Reid's playing Patrick Mahomes. Well, Andy Reid's playing Patrick Mahomes. So why can't the other guys play? Because that coach don't want to play. It is what it is. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs don't win because he plays in preseason.
That's true.
They win because he's freaking great.
Yeah.
You know, he's freaking great.
Your guy's not going to turn into Patrick Mahomes if he plays in the preseason.
Freaking great.
I mean, you and I are on the same page on this one. We've said it for years. I think it is what it is, so there's no point yelling about it.
Right.
But I don't know. Guys used to play. Like, it used to matter.
And it was something that we didn't think nothing of.
Because it was just, like, to get good at football, you play football.
Like, we knew we were going to play. We knew we were going to play.
And you weren't going to play much.
And we're going to play much. Yeah. We knew that. And so it's like one of those, it's like, just buckle them up and let's get it on. You know, let's get it on. And then once it's over, hey, pop the stabilizer, you get your cap, and let it ride.
Right. Perfect.
Right. Listen over there.
But we can't do that anymore. Can't do any of those things anymore.
No.
Got to be more cautious. Got to keep everybody in bubble wrap. But there will be, you know, a lot of guys on defense specifically.
The D-line are
going to be out. Now, Grady probably won't play.
No.
Onyemata probably won't play. Jesse Bates probably won't play. No. A.J. Terrell. But, okay, so that's four of.
Caden Ellis.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think Caden Ellis.
Okay, Caden Ellis. No. All right. Troy Anderson?
Troy's going to play.
He should play.
I think the only linebacker that might, like, I don't know if Lamon's going to play. I would play him.
I would.
Yeah, but I don't think Ellis is playing. I don't think Jesse Bates is playing. I don't know if Richie Grant is playing.
Yeah. I would
play Richie.
Richie, so then you can put him and Helms out there together. Right. Just in case, like Joe Patrick talked about yesterday, they've been doing that a little bit in camp, worst case scenario. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Micah Abernathy will play, plays a lot of special teams. But, like, yeah, the guys on the D-line. Most of these guys, like these guys are competing, especially the edge rushers.
Yes.
I was looking at it today. Josh Kendall had projected the final 53. The only outside linebackers he's got, Lorenzo Carter, Arnold Ebiketie, Braylon Trice. Because Zach Harrison's kind of bulked up a little bit.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see what that looks like tonight.
You gotta get another one.
Got to.
You gotta have another one.
You can't. So he's got 9 interior defensive linemen and 3 outside linebackers. I could keep 8 and maybe find a 4th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or find one somewhere else, another position that you go thinner on. I don't know. 3 pass rushers.
Well, I mean, technically, do you view them as outside linebackers, or edge rushers? Do you but think of one of those other guys as a defensive end or something like that?
Well, I guess Ellis, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And I guess maybe some of these other, like D'Angelo Malone still has a chance.
Yeah, that's why he was the name
I was
thinking
of. He's playing for his life right now. I mean, playing for his future Falcon career. I don't think they're going to kill him if he doesn't make the team. You know what I mean? But he's playing for his future as a Falcon.
We're only 3 outside backers.
That's, again, this is just a projection. He could be wrong about this.
Uh-huh.
But those are the names we've talked about. When we talk about them, we don't go any deeper than that, really, unless it's D'Angelo Malone.
Yeah, we're still waiting on him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. D'Angelo Malone is more of an outside backer anyways than he was a defensive
end. I think so. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We already mentioned the Braves. So I don't know. Freestyle Friday coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store, by the way. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Happy Hour Friday here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Thanks for being with us. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines
get
will be
it,
open.
Get it.
404-726-0929. Really good calls the last couple days.
Yeah, man.
Let's close it out on a Friday with some good ones as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A couple of different things obviously going on tonight, of course. The Falcons, first preseason game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. Going to be a lot of fun to see a lot of guys get out there, of course. None more than, for me at least, Michael Penix, first-round draft pick, quarterback. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Braves do play tonight.
So
I mean, maybe tonight will be better. Maybe they'll play better tonight.
All right.
Can't play worse.
I know, man. And I'm just,
although I keep saying that,
and it keeps getting worse. This is bad. That was horrible yesterday. Yeah, yeah. No.
This is different.
This is
different.
This is a
level,
different
though.
No, yeah. You know what I mean?
This is kind of like wheels coming off kind of stuff.
And I'm not saying they are, but that's what it feels like.
They might
Because this is different than when they were rebuilding this thing.
I
know they got, and I know who's not here and everything. Yeah. They're still good enough not to be this bad,
mm-hmm.
You know, but it is what it is, man. And we said this a month ago, maybe it's not the year.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah, it's not the year.
It's definitely not. Yeah. And unless, again, you know, this is always sort of the safety net of Braves conversation is, well, as long as they get hot at the right time, and they still could, who knows? But, like, I think it's okay to look at what's happening right now and be like, damn, this is pretty bad. I don't remember feeling like this about a Braves team in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this, not in this era, like in the Snitker era, I don't remember this. Every other year it's been, pretty much overachieving. And then a couple of years it was that, you know, he couldn't get over 500, but I don't know. They figured it out in the end and did and won the World Series. But that was also the Acuña injury year and all that. Like, this just feels like, it feels like the worst, but maybe it's also recency bias. I'm not sure. Maybe there were other times that were worse and felt like this, but
I don't think so.
It feels like rock bottom. That's what people keep calling it. And I will say this. I will say it's nice to be rock bottom six games over 500 with a chance to still kind of right the ship. Two really good players coming back. Another good pitcher coming back who was an all-star. Make the playoffs and who knows. Like, rock bottom really is what the White Sox are doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if this, everyone has a different rock bottom, right? It's all up to you and what your worst
only
is.
Only you can decide.
Only you. Only you decide where rock bottom is. Everybody's had that friend that you thought maybe hit it. No, that wasn't
no,
it.
No, he was actually not. Damn, homie. Was worse. That ain't it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, but if rock bottom is six games over 500 and having a bad homestand, then not so bad.
That wasn't a bad homestand. They got thrashed.
It was awful.
Yeah, they got thrashed. Awful.
Yeah, no, I'm not on the Braves PR staff. I'm not here trying to make it better. I'm just I've seen real rock bottom, and this is all right.
Yeah, they got their head beat in, Andy.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. They're not very good right now.
Yeah.
They're not very good right now. Do you think that Jason Tatum is happy that his mom tweeted about his playing time?
What'd she say?
She said, Dick Vitale tweeted out last night, please, someone let me know, is Jason Tatum injured? He hasn't received the playing time you would expect from an NBA All-Star. And his mom retweeted, quote tweeted, and said, no, he's not, so he's not hurt. But if you find out what's going on, please let me know. Unacceptable and makes no sense.
Andy, how old is Jason Tatum?
I don't know. 27 or something?
But he's a grown-ass damn man.
Yeah, he's grown.
He's a grown-ass damn man.
He's an NBA champion with a $300 million.
He's a grown-ass damn man.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Yeah. Do I find it weird that Jason Tatum's not playing?
26.
Do I find it quite young. You're just talking to me as in general. Do I feel that it's weird that he's playing? Not playing. Okay. I don't. And the reason I don't because I don't know why. He does not look good when he plays.
Mm.
Now, that he doesn't play a lot. But my thing is this. Like, why is it that people care, because I'm not going to say weak, because I don't give a damn that he's playing, care so much that he's not playing? What does it matter if he's not playing when you're winning?
I think
now, they would have lost. He ain't play. Still winning.
Sure.
Winning.
And
I understand. I know he's mad because he wants to play. Mm-hmm. But why is everybody else up in the arms about, like, God bless you, Dick Vitale, because I don't want to say nothing bad about you. I saw that, you know, you're still going through your situation. Why the hell does it matter why he ain't playing? Huh? Why? What does it matter? Why is that so important?
I think there's a few different reasons.
Why?
I think there's a few different reasons. I think if I'm a Celtics fan, I'm like, come on. Like, this guy is, like, the best guy that we got.
Yes.
He just won a chance. Yes. I want to see him play. So I understand if you're that way. Like, if you're in that camp, I understand that. I mean, if you're him, I understand why you would care.
Right.
If you're his mom, I understand why you would care. If they weren't winning, sure. Like, if the plan that they were throwing out there right now
is not winning,
hadn't gotten them to the gold medal game, I would understand as well. But the reason why, and this is not, I hope this is not what we're doing. I don't think this is what we're doing right now. We're talking about it, but we're not talking about it in the way that some of the other shows are talking about it across the country, is because they're telling you to care about it. It's because they're going on TV and they're good and they're winning. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing salacious to talk about.
Right.
So a max contract NBA championship player who's on the bench is kind of the most controversial because it's the Olympics, right? Like, you know,
Hang on.
People are happy about the sprinters winning and stuff like that. But the two most covered things nationally from these Olympics, because this is what people do now, and this is what Kevin Durant was talking about on Twitter last night. He's 100% right. The two most talked about things are Noah Lyles, people that don't like him, and Jason Tatum not playing.
Yeah.
Because that's controversy. Yeah. And it's not even real controversy.
Not.
Because Noah Lyles won a gold medal and a bronze medal. Okay.
Yes.
Now he said some stuff. Well, he's a cocky athlete.
Yes.
Like, people say stuff sometimes. He also backed it up. He won the gold medal. Jason Tatum also himself has said nothing.
Nothing.
But Jason Tatum being a professional is not a story, right?
He didn't say nothing.
Of course he didn't. Because he's a professional. He's fine. And his team's winning. Now, he might be upset about it. Maybe it's something will come about it on a podcast later on this summer.
Right.
Because I bet Jason Tatum will go on a podcast to talk about it. Because that's what everybody does now. But as far as right now, until there's a quote, if Jason Tatum goes on a podcast in 2 months and says, yeah, that sucked. I didn't like it.
Right.
I think Steve Kerr's an idiot and I hate that's a story.
Yes.
That's interesting.
But he ain't said
nothing. But right now, him just being, I know. But him being a professional isn't what people want. What people, and by people, I mean the clickbait, we need everything to be the worst or best or whatever, most salacious story every single day. That's what sort of spins the sports globe right now. So that's why this is happening. And I hate it. I think it really sucks.
It's like everybody, oh, I think Jason it really Taylor sucks. Like that. I'm like, dude. And then it's like, okay, the people are making fun of him and making memes of him.
Oh,
like,
no. You got a lot of damn nerve.
You got a lot of damn nerve.
Making fun of a guy who is 26 years old, just won an NBA championship, is the top what? Six player in the world, seven player in the world, five, depending on who you're talking to. But one of the best players in the world and just got a $315 million contract. And oh, by the way, no one's going to remember that Jason Tatum didn't play that much in like a week because that's the other thing that happens with the way that all this stuff is covered. And in a week, Jason Tatum's still going to have $315 million in a gold medal.
Like, whatever.
So, but it does suck, though, that his mom did that because now that sort of adds to
it. Worse.
Yeah, it looks a little bit worse. Yeah, but like, you know, stand out on it. Whatever. She's got a Twitter account. She can say what she wants.
She loves us, her baby.
My mom cussed at one of my soccer coaches when I was younger.
Really? What'd she say?
So I was on the sideline. I was getting ready to get subbed in. It was very cold, and I had a jacket on, and I still had my jacket on because I was going to keep it on until I ran onto the field.
Right.
And the coach saw that I still had my jacket on, and he said something like, "If you're not ready to go in the game, blah, blah, blah." And my mom said something like, "Don't you ever talk to my son like that." And I was like, awesome. Now all the guys on the team think I'm soft. This is great.
But
nobody liked that coach, so it was kind of okay. Yeah. And we were like 11.
Yeah, but
I wasn't a 26-year-old Olympian.
Yeah, the thing with all that is
it wasn't my
like,
favorite
you
day,
know,
though. But I like my mom having my back.
Exactly. Your mama got you back. His mama got his back. I got no problem with that.
We didn't have Twitter back then, so my mom couldn't just tweet it at
him. I was saying, like, damn. Wait, this man a grown-ass? This is a grown-ass damn man.
He is.
He ain't getting done dirty.
No. I don't think he's getting done dirty. It sucks he's not playing.
It sucks.
Also, if I'm his mom, I'll put her in the category,
too. I don't care that he's not playing.
No, I don't.
You know why? Because they're winning.
Yeah, they're winning. And also, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, and this is not to try to be hot takey or whatever. Jason Tatum's not my favorite guy to watch. He's okay. He's not as fun to watch as some of these other guys
are. I agree.
He's okay. Yeah. He's an incredible
player.
He's an incredible player.
Yes.
But like his game, aesthetically, not my favorite
thing
to watch.
But just think about it like, well, he can't play. What, you want to play 3 minutes? If Steve Curry put it off for 3 minutes, would you be happy?
I don't know. Derek White played 7 minutes last night. No one's up in arms about that.
Yeah.
But he's also Derek White. He's not Jason Tatum. I don't. But I guess if we're talking about who are the people that are mad about it and whether or not they should be, his mom being mad about it is fine.
Okay.
Because that's his mom.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Okay.
She's tuning on the Olympics. She wants to watch her baby play.
Yeah. Oh, man. Right? Is it that we don't have high definition TVs, or is it raining before they do the 4x1? Okay, it is raining. Okay.
Get a coolie off first.
Yeah, man. God dog it.
A little natural sweat.
A little natural sweat right there.
That's going to slow the track down a little bit?
I don't know, Andy. I would think that it would be faster.
Well, then why are you mad that it's raining?
I'm not mad it's raining.
Oh, I thought you said doggone it.
No. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Doggone it, Andy.
Dang it.
It is raining.
Are we not mudders? There's no mud out there.
Yeah, I was just going to.
Track's a synthetic surface.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Seems like you could slip.
I mean, definitely. I mean, the track spikes on. And so, I mean, they'll stay up and all that. The what?
Oh, the baton might be slippery.
Drop. Yeah, that's what it was like. Remember, in the last round, that's why Shikari had to go, because the exchange between 2 and 3 was a little off.
Mm-hmm. All that whole conversation there was just to remind you that you don't have to care about stuff just because some blowhard on TV says you do.
Why?
That's it.
They're on TV for that reason, though. That's why they're on TV. We're not.
I know, and that's true, though. They are. The reason they are on TV is because you do want them to say that.
Yes.
That's the sad part of it, is because people watch it and click on it.
And if you didn't,
then they wouldn't do it anymore. So it really is your fault, consumer. It is. Stop clicking it. Stop watching it.
Steve Kerr is just making it even worse. He's trying to explain math why Jason Tatum ain't playing. Just say, we ain't have time to put in a rotation.
It's 10-man rotation. Yeah. We're trying to win a game, man. I'm sorry. I put all my MVPs in the game, and we came back down 17-1. What do you want me to do?
Get over it.
All right. Let's get to an AMA to wrap things up. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. I know I'm talking fast because I was watching those ladies run so fast.
Yes.
Congratulations. 4x100. Women's U.S. team wins gold.
Yeah, Doug. I mean, it had a two.
Car had to go get it.
Yeah, two bad exchanges. And Shikar just started in fourth and ended in first. Looked at him to the side.
Yeah,
like,
she did. She peeked back at him and she was across the finish line.
God,
so, yeah. She's fast.
Congratulations, ladies.
Yeah, man. I know Shikari finished it out fourth, and then Gabby Thomas, mm-hmm. so she wins another gold as well. She's from Atlanta. There was a couple. I was kind of paying more attention after we talked about that the other day because there's 21, right? 21 mm-hmm. Olympians from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys that won a medal last night was from Peachtree City.
Okay.
And then obviously Gabby Thomas. So Anthony Edwards is on the verge of winning a gold medal with the U.S. men's team. So a lot of representation from Atlanta.
That's what we do, baby.
Olympics. Yeah, man. It's awesome. Awesome to see. All right, let's... we'll start with the phones. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Y'all were debating the name of a Olympic sport the other day, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do we call it a table tennis paddle or a ping pong paddle?
Ping pong.
Or just a paddle. Or ding, 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 just a paddle.
Ping pong.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, because they don't like it if you call it ping pong.
And I wish. And I don't think I can beat everybody ass in this world, but I bet I won't lose no fight to no ping pong player.
No, I think you probably handle your business against
I bet I won't. I bet I won't lose my I bet no ping pong player whoop my ass.
That'd be wild.
I call it ping pong.
What happened to the guy? Well, Randy called it ping pong, and then the guy didn't like it, so Randy beat him up.
No, Randy didn't beat him up. He tried. He came at me.
He came at Randy with a ping pong paddle, and Randy Randy had to lay down the law.
It is because it is a ping pong.
It was just like that poor guy at the.
That's like the people that call it billiards instead of pool.
Poor guy at the tailgate in Athens that Randy had to beat up in front of his kids.
That is not what I said. I said if I got a spot that's been your spot, then I don't know that's your spot because I got there before you in that
spot. Just like that poor elderly man that Randy beat up at Publix.
You just not having people thinking I'm gonna hurt somebody.
You keep saying you're gonna fight all these people.
I always put an if is attached to anything I say, Andy.
Right.
I got good news for Randy. Having a ping pong paddle broke over your head don't hurt that much. My brother broke one over my back and head as a kid.
See, again.
You can recover, man.
I got to recover because he's going to get that close to me. If he hit me with one of them balls, it ain't going to hurt. They're worth nothing.
Maybe it'll sting a little bit.
But ping pong. I've always said ping pong. I ain't never said no table tennis.
Neither have I.
Because it ain't table tennis. It's ping pong.
And we've always called it a ping pong paddle.
Yes. But we can't hear you, Bo.
You talking on the radio, Bo?
Bo, are you talking?
No one can hear you.
I don't think they call it ping pong in the Olympics.
I know
it's table tennis in the Olympics. It's ping pong in your garage.
No, it's ping pong.
I'm just saying, if you go to the Peacock app and try and search through sports, you're not going to find it under ping pong.
You don't think they would give you a keyword just to help people that don't know?
You better find table tennis.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not going through my scroll and looking for ping pong. It's usually on when I look at it. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, pretty entertaining too.
They're good at it.
Yeah, pretty really entertaining.
They're very good.
Really
Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey guys. Hey. So kind of piggybacking off of the Jason Tatum thing, and there's a caller that had a question yesterday that's kind of related to this. So when I was in college, my mom made me, and I had like a beat down car. My mom made me get like full coverage on this car. Like if I got an accident, it was just going to be totaled no matter what. But she's like, you know what? You got to get full coverage because who knows what's going to happen. I was like, all right. Never got an accident, God forbid. But when I was in college, me and my roommates, we'd always be like, see, these are the moments that you realize moms aren't always right.
Mom.
And,
oh.
But I love my mom to death. But there's a saying, you know, moms always know best.
Right.
So did you ever have a moment in your life and either of your lives where you're like, you know what, maybe moms aren't always right.
Oh, man, she's listening right now, too.
That was mine.
A situation where my mom was not right. Boy, do I have the balls to say it?
Huh. Is there one?
Yeah. I can't say it.
I don't know. I mean,
you know what? My mom was wrong. She was not right when she told me that I should take French. You were wrong, Mama. I should have never took French. I should have took Spanish like I wanted to do, but you wanted me to talk French because you said, oh, Randy, it's so romantic. What is romantic about the French? Huh? What is romantic about French?
They do call it the language of love.
No, they don't.
It is a romance language.
How is it romance?
No, I think that's actually a thing. Like, all the languages that come out of Latin are romance languages. I don't know why they call them that, but I think they do.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm going to say French.
Okay, when your mom made you take French, she was wrong. I can't think of a single solitary example where my mom was wrong. I wouldn't dare. Wouldn't dare to, so. French. My mom lands in Atlanta tomorrow.
French.
Can't have her land in here angry.
But she already know this, though. She already know this.
I will be honest, though, and you I know you feel this way, too. I don't know. I don't know how my mom did it.
I don't either.
I don't know how she did it.
Y'all heard my mom on AMA how much of a damn rugrat I was.
Yeah. Yeah. We got two people trying their hardest with two people at my house, and it's exhausting all the time. Yeah. She had three people, and it was just her. How'd she do it?
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Superwoman.
I know. I don't know. All right. Wes is in Jasper. Hey, Wes.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
All right.
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a couple of quick ones for you guys. All right. Whenever you put your shoes on, your socks and shoes on in the morning, do you put both socks on and then one shoe?
Okay.
Or do you put one sock on and then one shoe on, then do the other foot?
Yeah.
And second question is, when you're taking the deuce, do you pull your britches down to your knees or you go all the way to the floor to your ankles?
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you, Wes. Two very important questions.
Well, I don't wear socks and shoes that much, so I can tell you which I do. The second one, I'm taking them off.
Excuse me?
take your pants all the way off.
So option three?
Yeah, that's what I do.
At work?
Like throw their lane over there on the floor?
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't.
You've never been in a situation where you've had to?
Oh, yeah, I have. But nothing, if I had to do it in the public, it's right above my shoe because I don't want my shorts to get nasty.
Huh.
Mine
are just, they're like right there on my knees.
Hold on, you have them on your knees?
Yeah. But just like.
Don't pull your damn pants down.
I'm not going to pull my pants down.
All right, okay.
I'm simulating. Right,
okay,
because these have built in underwear.
Okay,
so you'd be seeing all of it.
Okay.
I just like the waistband like rests probably right around there.
Uh-huh.
Top of thigh, and then the shorts, because I'm usually wearing shorts, just kind of right on the knee.
Oh, that's kind of.
You expose the whole knee?
At home?
I understand what you do at home.
Yeah.
You've made that clear.
Yeah. No,
At work.
At work?
Or just like when you're not getting naked to poop.
Oh, yeah, no, I get them all the way
down. Do you take your shirt off too?
At home?
Yeah. You get fully nude to poop?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I've never heard of it.
You never heard of nobody? You never heard of somebody taking all their clothes off to poop at home?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, man, that happened.
It's like full-on caveman throwback. My goodness.
I never know. I always think I'm the weird one in any situation.
Right.
So you might be in the majority here. Like maybe everybody does this, but I've never heard of it.
You've never heard somebody taking off their clothes? Really?
So if you're going to the bathroom later at your house, say you get home around 2:30, maybe it's 3:15, mm-hmm. and lunch kicks in.
Right.
You're going to walk into your bathroom,
uh-huh.
and you're going to your hat?
No, I take my hat off when I walk in my house.
Oh, your hat comes off in the house. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't wear hats in the house.
All right.
No.
all right. Shoes? Your shoes are already off.
My shoes are already off.
Okay. Halfway there.
When
anyway.
I get in the car, I take my shoes that I have on now, take them off in the car, and put my flip-flops on.
Okay.
Yes. I get home, and I always wear an undershirt, the white undershirt.
Okay.
So, yeah, every time I get home, I take my shirt off.
Okay, so you're already almost naked anyway.
I do it. I take my shirt because where I come in, there's our laundry room. Take my shirt off. I take my shorts off. Take the drawers off. Throw my drawers in the washing machine. Put my shorts on. Then I'm done for the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, let's go to the bathroom.
In which case, you're going to take it all off.
Yeah.
And then you put it all back on?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Let's put it on the floor. It's my house. It's my house. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
But I only do it at home. I'm not going to be at your house. I'm not going to be at your house butt-ass naked in your bathroom.
We don't even have locks on our bathroom doors, so don't do that. Some three-year-old might walk in.
Yeah, no.
Why is Uncle Randy fully naked in the bathroom? Good Lord.
Yeah, that's all I do, yeah.
The socks and shoes question, we had this before. I go sock, shoe.
Yes.
But that's what I do for me. I put on 4 to 6 socks and shoes every morning because the little guys need their shoes and socks on too. Now, Lily can do her own stuff now for the most part. So she's sock, shoe. But with Jack, I go sock, shoe.
Really?
Because I got the 1 foot. They're squirming around.
Yes.
I got 1 foot pinned down. I got to get everything on that foot.
Right.
And then I pin the other foot down and get everything on that foot. And there we have it.
Yeah, man.
That's great. Yep. All right.
Yeah, man. I mean, people are agreeing. They're like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're in good company here.
Yeah,
no. Hang on. I just got to see. There's other people that do this?
Yeah.
You gotta get fully naked to use it, says Jeremiah.
Yeah, man.
This guy here takes a shower every time he goes.
I ain't gonna go that far. We got the moist disposal wipes.
Sure, yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's a good sanitary option.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What is so funny?
I don't know. Nothing.
Yeah, man.
Nothing's funny.
But I'm just curious because
everything's funny.
But you're at home, and the real thing is like when I'm at home because I always wear the white tank top. I'm usually like got the Winnie the Pooh going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have the Winnie the Pooh going on, and I'm trying to stall time because we're in the 100 meter dash, and we are not going to win. Oh no, I don't know.
Nope.
Who's
that guy in red?
That guy in red. That Russia.
Maybe Canada? Alexander.
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
What?
We lost to a bunch of Canadian brothers.
Come on.
Is that DeGrasse?
I don't know any of their names. I just know that he's Canadian.
God dog it. And this dude got green hair.
They've had a bad year. They needed something. All right. Takeaways of the day.
Tara just plays along.
Randy gets fully naked when he poops.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Look, the Falcons got a lot of guys named Washington, a guy from Washington, and Andy's from Washington. If you don't want to disrespect the vegans, go with salmon.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah. If you're going to have meat with a vegan over, you eat salmon.
Yeah. I never knew that. I don't like vegans.
If you propose with a safety pin, prepare to get stabbed.
I'm telling you, man. Y'all be careful with that. What's got you so...
I'm just reading the replies. Like, I'm the weird one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I thought everybody did that.
And like people are mad at me, like, wait, no, you're weird for the way you put your shorts on your knees. It's like, all right,
that's,
man.
That's weird.
Is it?
That is the weird one. I'm sorry.
It is. Like, I never know what's weird and what isn't. It's just I do stuff and then you never talk about it. Like, there was never any instruction on that. You just do stuff in life and then you do it and then you get a radio show and you're 40 and then you talk about it publicly and then everyone says you've been weird your whole life. It's like, all right. I'm fine. Doing okay. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.